Chris Dungy recording for Squalorly. Bad worship. I forgot about the new summer starting time for church service until I pulled into the parking lot, already full. I dashed in to find my robe and music, the choir gathered in the foyer. I made it in time, though without any warm-up scales. We processed in. I got through the introit, the Lord's Prayer all right, but jumbled the Apostles' Creed. Getting born of the Virgin Mary ahead of was conceived by the Holy Ghost, which would never work in any denomination. Then there were two infant baptisms before we could get the anthem over with, and all I could do was admire how those moms involved had gotten their figures back, until I felt like I ought to just slap my bad self during silent prayer. And who would have heard the blow above all our descant stomachs, the hacking and throat-clearing of our rainy May, contagious throughout the congregation. Latte. A mistake to visit first the art book alcove at the snowy grand opening of another Borders, to browse a sale of erotic coffee table volumes, leafing through pen and ink drawings, Rohan's sated wanton reclining under a still tumescent donkey, stark black and white photographs of long calloused fingers cupping from behind one petite mons, the sparse down of which combs forth through between satyr knuckles. All this to a background drone of crusader plainsong, taut-skinned war drums piped from the acoustic ceiling. Better to have studied deer widows, queued up to have steam forced through dark mocha grounds. Hearken to their spoons chiming as they nuzzle the croissants. Shave. That one patch of beard tucked back in a sag of the jaw. I try to shave it back and forth, one way then another. I'm clutching, pulling down on my neck and up on the cheek. Now, even if spots of blood appear again, feel free to kiss an old man right there. Don't mind the taste of rubbing alcohol or cotton ball fibers that stick to your own mouth. And a shop rat poem. In Our Drinking Fountain. In our drinking fountain, anchored to a column holding up the factory roof, I found water steadily laving over a rippled bottle of Evian. The spring water in its plastic jug nearly filled the tarnished bowl. I tried not to dribble on it, but couldn't gulp or even sip the icy water over thin enamel of my teeth without some of it escaping. It wasn't my fault that someone chose to chill their pretentious drink under the coldest water in our factory. The valve of that spigot taped open to bring water up through shifts and model years on end. At break I saw it again in the hands of a man playing euchre. He flung a card down with a hoarse shout, then kissed that beaded trophy to his wry mouth. Thank you.